Should we keep talking about prehistoric? Can I? I just want to say a thing about Prius dwelling in general. Prius dwelling. Not the Prius dwellers. Not them as individuals, because they're really victims. Prius dwelling as a gerund, that is a verb ending in ing, acting like a noun. Prius dwelling is itself the result of usury, sodomy, and abortion. Usury, sodomy, and abortion, the trifecta of evil. Usury, sodomy, abortion always go hand in hand. Usury, sodomy, abortion are the three pillars of the left. They're the three pillars of Satanists. They're the three pillars of communism. Usury, sodomy, and abortion. Liberal democracy is defined by usury, sodomy, divorce, and abortion. That is what they want for all of us. That is what they desire, usury, sodomy, and abortion. In this case, in particular, the usury portion is what is driving people to live in their cars. There are subreddit articles about how best to live in your car so that you can attend class at UCLA. Prius dwelling is an actual thing. Now, to many of you listening to this broadcast, a lot of you went to college, and you went to college back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s when you could go to school and work your way through school and come out and not have a six-figure debt load. You wouldn't be saddled by six figures of debt preventing you from getting, I don't know, a start on life. Being able to buy a house or a car or have a decent shot at getting married. You know, we look at young people today and we're like, these young people are so irresponsible. I just don't want to settle down. Young people today are just garbage. And yes, they are. They are garbage. I agree with that. Of course I agree with that. But part of what makes them garbage is they can't settle down. They can't. What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, I just came out of UCLA. I was living in my car, and I still own nothing and owe $157,000 to UCLA for my psychology degree. What are you going to do with your psychology degree, sir? Well, it's why are you asking me that question? That's very judgmental of you, and I've been trained to be non-judgmental. That's a microaggression. You asking me that question, and I don't have to answer it. Okay, sir, what is your plan? What is your plan for survival?
Straws. Has anybody ever tried those paper straws? They're not working too good, right? Has anybody ever tried, seriously, the new straws made out of paper, right? It disintegrates as you drink it. If you have a nice tie like this tie, this would have no chance. By the time you get finished, the straw is totally disintegrated. Does anybody walk around with a plastic straw? Because it's not bad. You know, you whip it out, boom, boom. You never had to do that. So they want to ban straws. They said, oh, really? What about the cart? What about the plate? What about the knives and the spoons that are plastic? Oh, they're okay. But the straws we got to ban.
He's around. He's still here. He'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. The comedian in chief. The comedian in chief, Donald J. Trump. Now, listen, I think he is pretty funny. He cracks me up. He does. He cracks me up every now and then. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is running for the high office of the land. And one of the best ways, one of the ways that he won was by being funny. He's an entertainer. The Trump is an entertainer, first and foremost. And I actually think that we are going to have straight up comedians into the high office in these United States sooner than you think. You know, look at Zelensky. He's a Jewish comedian. He's a gay, trans supporting, weird leather wearing, dancing in heels, Jewish comedian. And he is now the recipient of the most number of corrupt billions of dollars in, I think, maybe the history of the world. I mean, very, very serious high levels of corruption, money laundering, the whole gambit. Speaking of money laundering, whatever happened to that weird, speaking of Jews and money laundering, what happened to Sam Bankman-Fried? Well, he's free. He's walking free. The Department of Anti-Justice, the Department of Injustice, your Department of Justice has dropped all charges against Sam Bankman-Fried, who has been running an international money laundering operation for Ukraine and has been handsomely rewarded with basically amnesty for all of his crimes. This is the weird guy that lived with 9 other humans, 10 people in a house, not related to each other, just a big orgy. Sam is the big billionaire, and he got all of his friends to live with him and think that he's so cool. Sam Bankman-Fried. There you go. By the way, Donald Trump is going to be arrested. He's going to be indicted. They might even book him. They're going to take a mugshot in Georgia. Just wait for that. Thieves are running wild. They just stole $1 million in jewelry in broad daylight in California. They just come in with hammers. They steal the jewels. And then what happens? They leave. Nothing happens. Here's security camera footage. I don't know if you can hear anything. You can hear the glass breaking. This is Newsom's California. By the way, you can't call them mobs. When they show up in large numbers, you're not allowed to call them mobs, according to the mayor of Chicago. He says you have to call them large groups, because if you call them mobs, then you're using language that might stifle discussion with those who are in need. So we have to call them large groups. Can't call them mobs. I told you yesterday, Justin Trudeau is leaving his wife. He just tweeted, "During this transition time in my life, I'm asking Canadians to respect my personal privacy. Please." Oh, this is an alt account. "Yes, I'm the guy who tracked 33 million cell phones during COVID. Yes, I'm the guy who encouraged Canadians to spy on their neighbors. But that didn't affect me, so that doesn't count." Oh, man. Where's the Babylon Bee when you need them? "Man who spies on 33 million phones asking for respect of his privacy." Please respect my privacy. There's a side-by-side meme that's been going around. I just have to describe it to you here on the Crusade Channel Live Talk Radio the way it should be. Maybe I'll drop it into the live chat. It is a picture of two Bushes, an Obama and a Clinton, and it says 10 wars, 0 charges. And then there's a picture of Trump, 0 wars, 78 charges. "I find no fault in this" meme. It looks pretty true to me. All right. Well, we're getting close to the end of this segment. I don't know if you enjoyed going around the world with me or not. There are certain things we didn't even get to. Can we do one more? Let's do one more. McDonald's bankruptcy soared 40% and now thousands of stores are about to disappear. McDonald's is a fast food empire with over 40,000 restaurants across the globe. In fact, McDonald's is so popular, it's so ubiquitous that we refer to something called McDonald's diplomacy, where we claim that no nation with a McDonald's has ever attacked us. I'm pretty sure they have McDonald's in Ukraine. I'm pretty sure they have McDonald's in the Middle East. In fact, I've seen McDonald's in the Middle East. I've been to McDonald's in the Middle East. Annual revenue of over $23 billion. The largest burger chain in the world. Despite all of this, 95% of McDonald's restaurants in America are operated by independent owners. And the war between corporate and franchisees is getting worse every year. Operators have been fighting McDonald's as tightening rules and expensive demands. And a lot of them are hitting the breaking point.